This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator with a podcast of my column of July the 6th, 2015. He last dropped by the city a little more than 2 years ago. Back then, he was a mystery to most. Sure, every Canadian sports fan had heard of Andrew Wiggins, but few had actually seen this basketball prodigy in person. Heck, many probably hadn't even seen much video of his work. Which is surely why more than 2,200 people crammed into a steamy, sweaty Burge gym at McMaster that February evening, to catch a glimpse of the future, to put their eyes on the teenager who would someday soon rewrite this country's basketball legacy, to be able to tell their friends they saw him back when. It was a different Wiggins who showed up again on Saturday, not just because everyone now knows him, or at least knows about him. This time he's so huge, he was able to draw a crowd without even playing. Oh, I did try to convince him to play before the game, but he wasn't having it, organizer Justin Avery says. Nope, this time he'd be coaching. Yes, coaching, an all-star team made up of some of Southern Ontario's best players. A few are still playing college ball and a few are semi-pro guys, but most are young men who have had their day in the NCAA and are now still itching to stay competitive in the North of the Border Basketball League. Guys Wiggins knew in many cases. That's how he got here. Shadrach Lufiel is a Burlington guy who played for Wichita State when the Shockers went to the Final Four in 2013. His teammate and great friend was Nick Wiggins, Andrew's brother. Lufiel has two brothers in the NBBL. Anyway, one thing led to another, and soon Avery was on the phone with the NBA Rookie of the Year asking him to come to the league's first All-Star game. Amazingly, he got a yes. It had the desired effect. No, every seat wasn't stuffed like last time, but that's hardly a surprise, considering this time they'd be watching him, well, sit. Make no mistake, though, the 1,700 or so who showed up were there to see him. The game was a sidebar. Even Avery admits that. When the still slender 6'8 NBA Minnesota Timberwolves star walked into the gym, every eye was on him rather than the guys practicing their jams for a dunk contest. Before the game, a mob gathered around him to get selfies and autographs. At halftime, same thing. And after a team photo at the end of the game, it was mayhem. That was crazy out there, Avery says. It was. Hundreds of folks, from young kids to gray hairs, massed around him to rub shoulders with the 19-year-old Vaughan native. He was supposed to do it for 10 minutes. That was the agreement. Yet he stayed until every single person had their shot. While he wasn't doing any media interviews, he was otherwise upholding the tradition of the polite, fan-friendly Canadian sports star. It's obvious he's still not entirely comfortable with all this. He's naturally quiet, he's subdued, he's not particularly outgoing. Then again, he's 19. It's easy to forget that. Yet this is his world now. Avery spent the day with him and says this happens every time he steps out in public. Anonymity isn't part of his existence anymore. As for the coaching, well, let's just say that as a coach, he makes a great player. Down 20-6 midway through the first quarter and 51-28 at the half, his side battled back to make it close. In the end, though, they lost 96-87. His guys could have used him on the court down the stretch. Didn't really matter. The folks got what they wanted. To get a picture with him, to stand next to him, to be in a room with him, they got that, every last one of them. As the crowd started to finally dwindle, a kid with a cast on his wrist got his turn with the star. Though Wiggins wasn't signing autographs this night, he made an exception on the cast. As he did, another kid who just had his turn noticed. "I'll break my arm for an autograph," he yelled, even after a long stretch posing for a million pictures. Wiggins laughed at that one. This is Scott Radley of The Spectator. Thank you for listening.